So I'm here in the photographer's gallery with Katrina Sluis, who is the new digital curator, and we're sitting in the cafe next to a large flashing wall. How would you describe it?
A 3x2.7 meter screen.
And what does it show?
It's showing our opening program, which is a show called Born in 1987, The Animated GIF, in which we've asked a variety of people from the photography and wider arts community, writers, practitioners, to respond to the file format and create their own GIFs to be displayed on the screen.
So this is a bit of a novel idea for me anyway, the idea of responding to a file format. So could you say something about that?
Yeah, responding to a file format, that's really a very good point. And essentially what we're doing with the wall as an exhibition program is responding to the emergence of the screen-based image, both in the way we produce and consume images. So I was thinking, well, what kind of show could we start with? And I was thinking the animated GIF is a file format that can only be experienced on screen. It's a file format native to the web, which is something we're also very interested in the digital program. And it's over 25 years old, but is experiencing a creative renaissance through social media. On the Tumblr microblogging site, GIF is the most tagged word appended to any post. It was invented in 1987 as a way of compressing images and sending them over the thin wires through which we connected connected networks to networks. So it is both old and very contemporary, like much of the technology that we're using today.
You say that it's responding to the web.
Yeah.
So I suppose the inevitable question is, well, why show them in a gallery?
Absolutely. I think by recontextualizing it into the gallery space, it draws attention to a practice that is often overlooked. Many people I spoke to were kind of familiar with GIF, but not really familiar with it. Oh, and also, the GIF community has been really supportive of this show and really excited about the prospect of relocating their work into a gallery space and playing with the scale of these screens.
The idea of you as a digital curator hopefully going to bring a new audience or a new constituency to the photography constituency that works with is the natural audience of the photographer's gallery.
I think that a gallery environment is potentially can be quite intimidating to many young people. They don't feel that their visual culture is being represented in institutions. And we already do so much on all the other floors of the gallery. I see the digital program as being able to work outside the gallery, in the city, in physical space, but also online and through other kinds of platforms.
I was wondering what the difference would be between a digital curator and a sort of standard, ordinary, old-fashioned curator. So what makes you more digital than the other curators?
It's a very good question. I think that's something that Brett, the director, was trying to work out. Well, I need someone who knows about the digital to work in the organisation, but how would you write a job description for this? Probably my background is slightly different to the other curators on the team. I'm from a photography and fine art background, but during my degree I started working for CompuServe, the world's first internet service provider. I've been working in IT to support my practice. I teach at a university as well in digital media, and I'm very interested in not just the digital as being a tool, but actually as a medium which has its own kind of cultural baggage, its own kind of way of thinking about the world and representing the world. And I think in terms of my curating of the wall, I'm technical support, I'm traditional curator.
Could you describe what the wall can do then? Can you show films on it? Can you...
Yeah. It can take video, photography, GIFs, JPEGs, animations, flash media and that sort of thing. I'm trying to develop an experimental back end with a bit more, if I can find the right funding, to make it interactive and do some more sophisticated things with the wall. But at the moment...
Is it connected to the web?
Yes. So, but it requires a level of programming which we'll be moving into as the programming develops, rather than throwing it in, the first show.
What about the social media side of things?
Well, in terms of my own social media experience, what I bring to the table is probably, I wrote a very well-known journal article looking at the collision of photography and the internet, and also how it is mediated through social platforms such as Flickr and so forth. So I think what I probably bring to the table is an understanding not just of the practical but of the conceptual issues that are at stake here. For example, what happens when you upload a picture of your cat to the web, whereas you might once have kept it in your family album or on your mantelpiece? When you upload it to the web and tag it with cat, your picture of your cat is instantly connected to 20,000 other people's cats. What does that do to the specificity of photography and memory? Once you put an image on a screen, is it video? Is it animation? Is it photography? And this is a question I'm really interested in, because in a sense, once photography became digital, it became indistinguishable in its material form from all the other things we used to call songs, films, and books. So to a computer, a photograph is indistinguishable from any other kind of form. And it could open up a photograph as a text, as a piece of audio, with the right kind of programming. So what is left then is the human baggage of looking at the image.
Is there any difficulty here with you bringing such revolutionary sentiments to the heart of the photographers' gallery?
I think the photography community is very interested in this sort of thing. Photographers have always been interested in the circulation and politics of the medium, so I don't really see it as an issue.
Does the definition of you as a digital curator mean that the other curators now become the curators of objects?
Curator of the digital program is my job title, not digital curator. Although I like this idea that I'm some kind of holographic person wandering the gallery. But no, I mean, we're all curators, and I specifically have to deal with the wall and other digital projects.
Okay. Thanks.